Chapter 7 Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. For he built the house of the forest of Lebanon, and the length of it was 100 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. It was covered with cedar above the 45 beams that were on the pillars, 15 in a row. There were beams in 3 rows, and a window was set over against window in 3 ranks. All the doors and posts were made square with beams, and windows were over against windows in 3 ranks. He made the porch of pillars. The length of it was 50 cubits, and the breadth of it 30 cubits, and a porch before them, and pillars, and a threshold before them. He made the porch of the throne where he was to judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. His house where he was to dwell, the other court within the porch, was of the same work. He made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as a wife, like this porch. All of these were of costly stone, even of hewn stone according to measure, sawed with saws inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. Above were costly stones, even hewn stone, according to measure, and cedar wood. The great court round about had 3 courses of hewn stone, and a course of cedar beams, like as the inner court of the house of the Lord, and the porch of the house. King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill, to work all works in brass. He came to King Solomon and performed all his work, for he fashioned the 2 pillars of brass 18 cubits high apiece, and a line of 12 cubits compassed either of them about. He made 2 capitals of molten brass to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. There were nets of checkerwork and wreaths of chain work for the capitals which were on top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pillars, and there were 2 rows round about on the 1 network to cover the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and so he did for the other capital. The capitals that were on the top of the pillars in the porch were of lily work, 4 cubits. There were capitals above also on the 2 pillars, close by the belly which was beside the network, and the pomegranates were 200, in rows round about on the other capital. He set up the pillars at the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called the name of it Jachin, and he set up the left pillar, and called the name of it Boaz. On the top of the pillars was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. He made the molten sea of 10 cubits from brim to brim, round in form, and the height of it was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits compassed it round about. Under the brim of it round about there were buds which did compass it for 10 cubits, compassing the sea round about. The buds were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set on them above, and all their hinder parts were inward. It was a handbreadth thick, and the brim of it was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. He made the 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of 1 base, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, and 3 cubits the height of it. The work of the bases was on this manner. They had panels, and there were panels between the ledges, and on the panels that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And on the ledges there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Every base had 4 brazen wheels and axles of brass, and the 4 feet of it had supports. Beneath the basin were the supports molten, with wreaths at the side of each. The mouth of it within the capital and above was 1 cubit. And the mouth of it was round after the work of a pedestal, 1.5 cubits. And also on the mouth of it were engravings, and their panels were 4 square, not round. The 4 wheels were underneath the panels, and the axle of the wheels were in the base, and the height of a wheel was a cubit and a half. The work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axles and their rims and their spokes and their naves were all molten brass. There were four supports at the four corners of each base. The supports of it were the base itself. In the top of the base was there a round compass half a cubit high, and on the top of the base the stays of it and the panels of it were of the same. On the plate of the stays and on the panels he engraved cherubims, lions, and palm trees, according to the space of each, with wreaths round about. After this manner he made the 10 bases. All of them had one casting, one measure, and one form. He made also 10 basins of brass. One basin contained 40 baths, and every basin was 4 cubits, and on every one of the 10 bases, one basin. He set the bases, 5 on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward toward the south. Hiram made the bases, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he worked for King Solomon in the house of the Lord. The 2 pillars, and the 2 bowls of the capitals that were there on top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars, and the 10 bases, and the 10 basins on the bases, and the 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, even all these vessels which Hiram made for King Solomon in the house of the Lord were of burnished brass. In the plain of the Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceedingly many. The weight of the brass could not be found out. Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of the Lord, the golden altar, and the table whereupon the showbread was of gold, and the lampstands, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left before the oracle, of pure gold, and the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the cups and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the firepans of pure gold, and the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, even of the temple, of gold. Thus all the work that King Solomon worked in the house of the Lord was finished. Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver, and the gold, and the vessels, and put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.